Now the question we have to be kind of pass shvetute klipne shishisha in the broader context, the ability to translate flee pass shvetute to its market value into more than shvetute in terms of its functional value. And in that context we saw the question of the discussion of Rashba and that was Rambam, the Stira between Chasmila and Chasishus, which try to resolve in one of three possible directions, either taking Chasishus as the deviant, which require Hanor, as opposed to as evidence that Rambam don't was Lachzir, or regard Mila as the deviant, the land of Rambam and Sira, which should be dealt. Before we need to stop, we just mentioned briefly, since this issue could cover many contexts, another possible criterion which might be of relevance in deciding where it can or cannot be employed. And so much love employed, but on the basis of a more fundamental category that many Achrayim prior to have already developed. Never heard him speak of a dual role in the world of Kinyanim for Kesef. Kesef, which can be kind of what they call Kesef Pihoin, because you're giving a quid pro quo, something of value. Kesef is not just money, but it's a category, concept. Something of value in return for that which you're receiving. And this could be formulated one of two ways. Either you are paying for the goods that you're receiving, kind of relationship to Kinyan Kesef, as if it was sort of barter, not quite that, but as if it were. Or, to speak a little differently, it's obviously speak more in terms of you're paying off the debt which you would have to incur by receiving the goods. You buy an object, so the receipt. Okay, so kesef means that when you receive the merchandise that incurs the debt for the value of the price. And when you give the mois, you are anticipating that, preempting that, and giving to pay off the debt which hypothetically should be incurred. That's one with the element of exchange of one sort or another as the quid pro quo central. Let us speak of something else. Kesef is being a vehicle of engaging in an exercise in a Maaseh Kinyan, of which Kesef is one of a number of possible vehicles. The primary Nafka Minimum that this issue comes in Machlokes HaTaz Nesma, Simchu Sadeh Shulchan Aruch in Chesher Mishpat, which in turn is based on the Gemara of Zion, but Messiah. Could you buy the Empire State Building for a dollar? And I mean, the price would be a dollar, the price would be many millions. But will the building belong to you after you give it a dollar? And the same matters if you came with a shtar. So once you get the shtar from the Machmerkel, it's yours, but of course you have to pay the purchase price. Some of the same girl we got the kesef, giving the kesef, the transfer of kesef, this is an instrument of Kinyan, and the sum is not relevant. The rest you have to pay off. It's always between the size and the smile. And this is what the obvious to call Kisav Kinyan, they have different terminology, but the concept is clear in any event. The Sivis brings the ironclad raya that one can be created with Kesef Kinyan. From the Gemara in Kedusha of Omid Beis, where the one speaks of the Tanam Sta'achzir as being a valid instrument of Kinyan. By Sada, not for Kedusha, by Sada, you can give a Tanam Sta'achzir whatever son you give. You can the Sada if the money is returned to you. And then you have to pay off, of course, the debt which has been incurred. Obviously, you can't be parei achoyv, amnas la'achzir. So it says apparently that the kinyan, the kesef which you put in my kinyan, absav kakoros, is kesef kinyan like kesef piroi. The Rav was of the opinion that any discussion you might have with regard to Kalim would have to be limited to the context in which we're dealing with Kesef Teskin and Kesef Tespiroin. Kesef Piroin, market value, how much it would cost you, how much the person is saving by receiving your Kesef, that's the be all and end all. We got the Kesef Kinyan. So it's a question, what is the identity of what is being given over here? Can this be described as Shreputa, Shreputa? And even if you could buy it for Shreputa, but for the purpose of the ceremony, you got it as a Puta. That he regards as being a certain yardstick very serious, if you pay Ignatius, pay Rosh Hashani, in the Halacha of Metziah, Shiputi not chayiv in the Shor Saveda. Each year you have to define what is the relevant criteria. I'm not certain it works in all areas, but at any rate, number one, the awareness of the distinction per se is of significance, and number two, as one possible yardstick, one parameter, that particular question about Shiputi in a Kli, so there's something to be borne in mind. All right, that's pretty much what we had to deal with. Kesef with Shreputa over here. And Sagamar here, the one later on, the Memamid Veis. As we noted, there's an additional Machlech with Rabbi Shumav, Shava and Dafke. As I indicated, the question could be viewed as being one of Miastam, what a person is Tavei, the Tavei Shava and Dafke. Or questions to what are the rights of a person in a certain case? Can he give Shove? Can he give Dafke? Must he give Dafke? And here, very serious distinctions, Pigodin requires Dafke, unless you deal not with the Pigodin itself, but for the money which is owed for whatever Chiyuv has been incurred, you were Pesheya, you were Shlech Yad, whatever it is. In Alvoy, so certainly ordinarily in Alvoy, the Tviya cannot be one of Dafke. At most, and this is also a question, the Malbe can say that he wants a certain kind of payment. By which I mean, number one, he decided he wants Metatlan Kakois. Secondly, can he say that he wants Dafke Beninis or Dafke Ziburis? Beninis is Kedina. Ziburis is not Kedina, can he ask Ziburis? Thirdly, can he say that he wants Beninis? Which side do he want Beninis? The overall assumption of Hashem was that he cannot. The Levi has to pay off the Chayv, but it's to him, for him to decide. Not where the Beinus is a Buddhist, that the Shurah decides. Which side the Beinus wants to give, that's for him to decide. So there, presumably, in one respect, there's Dafke, they can say Dafke wants Kakois, or if the loan was a loan not of money, but a loan of some commodity, it could be a halfway of eggs. You go to your neighbor, you ask a dozen eggs, that's Salfoy. It's not shiny, you don't get to return those eggs, but you return other eggs, that's Salfoy. So you can ask for eggs, because that's what the chayv is all about, that particular chayv. But you have to speak without the money. You have no right to ask for dafkes, everything's shoved. As I indicated last time, there's certain advantage, of course, the point of view of the malva, if he's anticipated, of the teveir, he anticipated the prosper shvur, the history of the tree of shomer and the tree of dafke, the chances of the chayv shvur are much greater. The shenim, Hashemar Farad, his long discussions to Hayupaskin, in the second case, shomer and dafke, Hashemar's things that can be divorced from the machlekes to the Mishneh, Ran and others should assume that these go hand in hand. And I directed your attention to a discussion of the Tvoy and other Shainim with regard to Matane. Was Kmitz of Kira Matane, is that Dafke or is that Shove? And here again, the same question arises, are we talking about what he has a right to demand, or what we presumably understand that he is demanding, and assume that the right exists, is he insisting on that right? Or does he relinquish it? He could have asked for dafke, but he prefers to ask for shove. Let's discuss the shenim as well. We did the contest of our sugya, and this two points were introduced, the halacha v'hedor b'mina taina. And here, as I noted, we won't exhaust this now, but here's another, there's first of the question you require the Rebbe Mina Taina, that's the voice of the Mishnah. That we'll look at later on to one of them, because I believe the Chachamim, with regard to the Rebbe Mina Taina. Second, if you require it, is this a Svara? It's basically a Sakasuv. The Svara, you say simply, there's no point of contact. Shlevina Taina, two different portfolios. One of them is asking for A, one talks about B. The Karozel said, that doesn't require a pasuk. Or do you require a pasuk for the one speaks to the one of Long Testament Bay, Chadoy Dermina Taina? It was entirely conceivable that the two alokas of Dermina Taina, one that you need to establish contact, the other that you need to exhaust a kosuv. And you might have a situation in which contact was established, and yet it doesn't satisfy the questions against the question, which we'll have to see later on. And finally, the question is to what criteria you have in mind when you speak of Mina Taina. Here, three primary criteria can be considered. One is in terms of mean. One is in terms of the substance, the gold, the silver. The other in terms of the function. In terms of function, so here you might speak of some relative state category, characteristic, as we spoke about last time with the Atamatbeya, or something that's more inherent. But here you have to define also what how broad and how the categories are. You have some spoons, you have some forks. That presumably is not the Mina Taina. You ask for silverware, you answer some hadovish silverware, that presumably is the Mina Taina. That was the Mina Taina. When was the issue is the source of the chiyuv and not the object which is demanded. So until now it's been with what you're asking for. You're asking for A, you're asking for B. What about asking why is it? That the Gemara is not mentioned, but the subject of why Benjamin Chalitz Mr. Shenim. And I'll just point out to you, let's see, we'll see more fully. I'll give you a statement. auf Gewidal, da haben sie Manuel jetzt Chalva, und die Nitzwe ist zwei, so ist er mir Elo. Und alle bitte ihm, auch nicht die Rechte, ich habe ja die Pikaden, am Schivnesek, am Jezebo, am Ruhe, aber Teich, es ist ein Modell mit Zad, wie ich Shava. Schatzano, ich schaue lo mea, und dann schaue lo 50, mein ich habe Shiva, aber ich bin Pikadon, ich bin Nesek, und das ist die Nota. Das ist der Source, generates the chiyuv, that the man is irrelevant. What's important is what he's asking for. Rabbi Rafanot says, "Vani morer uba kim tano mana bil mana pikadon hoda beechad gufa beechad." אין זה במקצת הטענה שהלווה הוא פיקדון שתי טענות הן יש לי בידי ראייה על זה ויש לי במקצת הודעה רבי סטס ויאס not the case of the רבי אמר רבי סטס ויאס והלווה and he was made in a lesser amount but in פיקדון רבי has a case to do he was to be הלווה and פיקדון and he was made in one of them David says this is not a medibah mikzah, but these are two different tainis. Alvoy is one world, God is another world. So one you were made bakayel, one you were kayfer bakayel. If he said half the sum of the pikadon, it would be a medibah mikzah. If the tainis was alvoy and pikadon, but the tainis just alvoy. And Pekodin, one is made in totally, one is rejects totally. One is a reserve, one is a kefir. According to the Ravid, if the yes for Halvay Pekodin is made in one of them, that's not made in mixes either, as I just indicated. Ramban is an intermediate shita, which has to do with the Gemara Leirivam, which we'll get to subsequently to today. But if Tanachit would say, why do I be a man? Is that Ben Mitzis, not Ben Mitzis? So we pass to the Chivas, so it's over the Bech Amen is Chayiv. The now the Ravid says that's in for dealing with goods, Chitim and Serin, but the same Mechayiv. But it's two separate mechayvim, those are two different things altogether. The Ramban says, no, Avoyen Pekodin are Tchlachit and Serin, so it demands Avoyen Pekodin, it's not a Chit and Serin, it's not a Chit and Serin, which we pass in Yisrael. I don't know what we have to say later when we get to the Sugya of Min. The purpose is important for us in our context, of course, is that which Tosfos makes, and many other Rishonim disagree with Rashi, they say you don't need Dafka Min, a separate category, even if it's the same mean but a different unit, different entity, it's also Terechi Ve'elui Seir. If he has Merek Dir, Merek Tano, etc. It's like, well, I never left the other source. We have to deal with today primarily two lines in the Gemara, which will extend considerably. With regard to other Shavuos, you require Shtekesef or not. This in part we've already looked at. First, with the 2 days taste of Baba Kamen of Kuf Gimel, we got the Shavuos of Pekodin. That's a Shavuos which Bezin does not need to be Mechayev. Comes to mean she's also Chayev. And our Sugya, we only deal with Shavuos of the Yonin, which is Shavuos which are imposed by the Yonin. Mentioned at the beginning of the year, there's a question, what if a person circumvented the Dayanim, covets the Nishba? Does that register or not? That's Machlekes. But in terms of being able to be Mechayivim, to compel them to take a Shavuah, so that's Shavuah to the Dayanim. And then you require Shtei Kesef. Shavuah to be Kodin does not require Shtei Kesef, does not require a, even Kostim, which is also Chayiv, you don't quite have to measure Shemim Chayivim. So, Shvuos Pekod means you don't need Shtekes. Shtekes Alokim Ben Bezin be mechayv you. But where you mechayv yourself, so to speak, is also Shalok. However, supposed to have come in the 2 days that we noted. Let's look for a moment at the Gemara from his animate base. We got the Shvuos Pekod. We may look at this Gemara, I believe, in another context. Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Well, it says there, the name of being called Mekriyas Shivut Kakoyes. Here's Shvuos HaPikodin, there's the scenario of Shvuos HaPikodin, but you have to conquer. So you know the part of Shvuos HaPikodin, the name of being called Shvuos HaPikodin. Then the Gemara speaks, Mashbiyei de Kaka, by the Shus Aegis, then it's the Machlis, Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Lozo, Chaz Machayim, Chaz Mapato. The Gemara says, who said what? We don't know. It's Rabbi Yechon Mapato. But Rabbi Yechon said, Kaya Mashiach Shabayim Chayim, Shtar Pato, that's Rabbi Yechon said, so prayed Rabbi Yechon thought that Mashmei de Kaka would be, because you must get the explanation before, because of the age of Shifresh with Kakoyes, Kabul Yeshua, so prayed it must be Rabbi Yechon, so that's Rabbi Yechon said, it's part of the Shtar, so evidently, and that Mashmei de Kaka, and or Mashbiya, first Shvet Kodra, the Karkas Potter. Then the Gemara throws the following. Leim Omer Abiyu B'Rabbi Rabo. Yeah, B'Yechim Rabbi Lozo, we disagree with regard to Kfir Shvet Kakoyes, in Shvet 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 Apikodin. Maybe the Machlai B'Rud, Rabbi Lozo, Rabbi Lozo, Rabbi Lozo, Etnan, Nagoyster, Mechaveh, Ushtof, and Nahor, Chayv Rabbi Lestad, Rabbi Lazar, Chomei, Mehmer, Rish, Chorfonecha. Rabbi Yemai, Komi Flegi, and the way it goes on to explain, Komi Flegi, and how you use, which weapons you use for drushes. In this particular instance, the Chayv is as follows. One says, that the age of Rezak HaKoyz, you have Klal Prat to Klal. Klal Prat to Klal, so the Prat, the Halacha applies to that which is Kena Prat, not confined to the Prat. But Kena Prat, which shares certain characteristics. So if you have a Prat, which is Dobra Matatla Gufa Momin, so Kakoyes are out of the picture because they're not Dobra Matatla. But if you darshan not that it's similar to resemble the Prat, but only the Prat itself, so you can be Marbe everything, but exclude one particular poem, which is a mute. If we're going to exclude, so we're not going to exclude Kalka, rather exclude Shtar. Kalka is something which its value is inherent in the use that you make with it. Shtar is some kind of piece of paper which registers somewhere on a computer. It has no inherent that good for moment. If we might have a very good for moment, so maybe we're not going to write Kalka. Now the question arises, what does the Gemara compare here? Gemara is talking about the question of Shvuos HaPikodin, Shvuos Kakoyes, what happens? And Bishma Chodin, what's the Chachom with God Exhale? What's the comparison? So this Gemara serves as a linchpin of Chaim's Mahalach, with God Shvuos HaPikodin. He assumed Shvuos HaPikodin, the basic Mechaib is Exhale. Shvuos HaPikodin, basically, there are two things that take place. There's a tvir, and then there's a kfire. And that kfire is a form of gezel. Kefir Rapikodin is a gazlin. But there still is no korban. Then, on top of the parzan shvur, shua together with the private kfira, I'm mechayev shua to kol mishus lepikod. What is the epicenter of the mechayev over here? The gzele or the shua? Is it fundamentally gzele, which is through the instrumentality of shua, or is it shua, which is within the context of gzele? So the Rai said, I'm not going to go into the question now. Reb Chaim is very much of the opinion that Reb Chaim is gzele, and the Rabbi saw it, of course, this Gemara is a Rai. So Reb Chaim asked, how does the Gemara compare Shuas of Pekodin to Karkin Gzelus and Gzelus? One is gzele, one is Shuas of Pekodin. So you do Chai Shuas of Pekodin, it's not gzele, but it's a different mode of gzele. You can compare. But Shuas of Pekodin, Reb Chaim is Shavua, and Kalka, the Gemara deals with the Avodat Chachamim, Gesta V'Chaveh, as Gzele, the Korom Zelze. Okay. That's what he assumed, in particular with the Rambam, although the Rambam is interestingly enough, he deals and extensively with the Hoch Shuas HaPekodin in two different contexts. Paraktes of Gzele and Paraktes in Cheshvuas, both places. However, if we look not at Reb Chaim but Rashi and Tosfos, we get a different picture. Rashi explains why there's no kfir shivut karkois, no shivut karkois on karka, on shtoris or karkois. Mishunavle, Rashi says, the Ramas Mishunavle, hay shtar, momen she karkois mishubad miloi. Karkois for boi, karkois for karkois. Shtar, you go from karka. That's special about Shtabit. The Dreis the Milba Pes gave also that from Mishubodin. But with Rabbanon, Shtar only Shtar. So Shtar, so much kefir in Shtar, is kefir in that which you're going to get through the Shtar, namely Karkois. Kefir Karkois. Kaim Lele Kamon, then you should bring Karkois. If you kofir in Shuas HaPekodin in Karka, that comes the Mishnah in Shbein HaKakois. Tastes the same thing. Miksateime, the mighty Matnit, the Dochile, like the Shuas HaKakois, the Shuas HaKakois, the Shuas HaKakois, the Shuas HaKakois, the still refer to it, Mishnah over here, which doesn't hold up, the Shibon Rai, the Mishnah HaKakois. It's a very simple question why the Gemara didn't give Mishnah Membeis. Mishnah Membeis, or the Mishnah from Mitches, are talking about Shavuos HaDayanim. A Shavuos Bezdin imposes. So that doesn't apply to Karka. We don't have Shavuos HaPekodin. Shavuos HaPekodin comes to Mishnah is also Chayiv. Even if he shoots himself in the foot, self-imposed Shavuos, he's also Chayiv. So how can we learn from the fact that Shavuos HaDayanim it's not applied to Karka, the Shuas HaPekodin doesn't apply to Karka either. Al Kocheinu, Rashi and Tosfos apparently assumed that Shuas HaPekodin, that Yechayv comes to Nishba, it's only such a Shavua that potentially could have been imposed upon you. It wasn't! You didn't wait for Bezdin, you jumped the gun. But it could have been imposed. It could be the subject of Shavua. There's Shuas HaPekodin. But if they could not have been Mechayev you, so you would not Mechayev yourself either. As Rashi says, Kaimel and Kamon and Shvonel Karkois, so Bezin couldn't be done Mechayev and Karka, so you're Koyf of Mishtar, which is the equivalent of Mechayev and Karka, you also support the Shuas HaPekodin because the Bezin could not have been Mechayev you. And that seems to take this cash, why didn't it be the Mishnah of Membeis? Because it has nothing to do with this sugi here. That wouldn't be possible to us. Taste does ask the kashi. Penny assumes like Ashi. That's the same criterion. So if we would know the Mishnah Membeis, we would also know the Salochi. If that is the general principle, then of course then we have to ask ourselves, what about Shtekesef? It's also in Bez will not be Mechayshus Dayanim. If we assume to be general Allah. בגודל שוסטי יורם שתי כסף, פול שתי כסף, שבינו שוסטי פקוד נידה. But this is going to have several answers. One answer is to do with the Gemara, which we'll see very shortly, Efmem, Shtekesef is not Momen, or Popo Shtekesef, it's not Momen, Shubezna is not Mechayev Shvur. It's not Mechayev Mechayev. Shom is Mechayev 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 Mechayev. Asking yourself, what about comparing Shuas Epikodin to Shuas Dayanin? Vakasha compare, but who does he compare to Medivh Mikzis? Compare to Eidacha. So we need not, on the basis of a principle enunciated by Rashi of Amitzan and Beis, arrive at the conclusion of when the Tesis of Abakavan of Kuf Gimel, that there's no Shuas Epikodin, but of Mishtei Kesef. Or there can be another response. Namely, this is Shtekesef and Karkoyes. What's the difference? Why in Karkoyes, we can say, if Kark is not subject to Shvur, Shvur is the only subject to Shvur is the Kodin. Parashat Shtekesef, let's assume at the moment Shvur is the only doesn't exist at all three Shvurs are out, but that doesn't tell us anything about Shvur is the Kodin. What's the difference? No, but Chazal is talking about the Reise, but in the direction that you're suggesting, namely, Karka, you're dealing with an entity which is not subject to Shavua. It's Mufkiv and Shavua. Part of the case is not Mufkiv and Shavua, it's a quantitative quality, not qualitatively. So that which is qualitatively Mufkiv and Shavua, namely Karkois, that maybe serves as a barometer for what you do with Shvur Sepikot. Pavel Shtek Yesem, subject to Shvur. And so there's no criteria. But anyway, we got to Pavel Shtek Yesem of the Shvur Sepikot, but today it's this about Kamer. I suggested maybe we should take the Rashi of Lamed Zayin as a guide, but this is clearly not. But the issue which I've raised here, the extent which we can compare Shtekesef to Kalka, of course, comes up in Sugya Daf Mem when one gets to Eidecha. I showed that Mav Des Leifer, that Mav Des Eidecha, I've heard of Fud B'chayev, my timer, and one gives a reason. Before we get to the reason, let's establish the fact, namely, that it can be chetim to shuas adayonin with regard to parch mishtei kesef, then with regard to eidecha. I believe we learned about that shir last time. Teis and Zeguf is tolui in Rav Shmuel. According to Shmuel, says we say chetim to the question whether we compare Dechod to Mimiksas, so the Gemara compares with the God to Kakois, the Gemara Ksubis compares. So if you compare with the God to post the Kesef as well. So it says that according to Shmuel Shitasei, Shmuel thinks that there's no halacha to each tekesef, not the best to be Mechayev. Why? Because the tree of tekesef, and Shmuel is only on the kfir is also pute, in Mechayev. So there is a chetimtze, even made by Miksas. There is a chetimtze of Shmuel and Parim tekesef. Kakoyes, there's never a Shmuel, a chetimtze. So that's for Kakoyes, you compare Eidechod with Beit Vemikzas. Now this is not quite the distinction I mentioned previously. This says we are given the Mishnah about Putum Kukmuk Mekro, and Kukmuk Shuva Putum. Okay, according to the Mishnah Mishum Mokim. And this text binds up with Shmuel. According to the Tesis, if you hold like Rav, so then you would say it may be Mikses and Eidechod would be compared as they compare with the God of the Kakois. And in fact, we've got to what I said just a moment ago. Maybe push together Kakois are two different worlds. Kakois, the Bufki Bechevtz of Shvur. And push the case was just a question of the degree of the Mechayim. Tells you that he doesn't accept that. Says, if, according to Shmuel, there can be post the case with God to be the Mixes too, so then there's no reason to be married Eidecho. Because the Mary Mixes can be with post the case. But according to Rav, the Mary Mixes is not to post the case. So the Chami Eidecho, you will also require Shtekesev. It's a general law, you need Shtekesev for Shavuot. Here you have a situation analogous with discussing before we got Shusha Pekodin. So instead of dealing with Shusha Pekodin, let's deal with Shuas Eidechot. And the same Chilik, which I mentioned previously, namely that Kakois, Tabufki Bechevtze, and Poshke, Tabufki Bechevtze, would apply to the distinction with God Shusha Pekodin. Well, you might not need the kesef. And likewise, we according to Rav as well. The Rav doesn't have a chitin to the kesef to Shavua. But not for the same reason that he says the Shavua in Kakois. Kakois is something which is not subject to Shavua. Probably the kesef is a subject, but it's not enough quantitative to be chayev. So the question of how we do the Shavua, because it turns on the other Rishayim, Chach Misfad, move in the direction of the suggestion just now, namely that it's basically the difference between Shtekesev and Kakois, and for the reason that was mentioned, and therefore it does not tie us up with Rav Shmuel. And the fact of the matter is, of course, the most shouldn't Paschal like Rav, the guy to Kfira and Tavir Shtekesev, and yet Paschal Shmuel with regard to Eidech. Yeah, the basic sugar is the end of the taste, this is more or less a schirik. Fish is the first of the seed, we should mark it by mina shvua, the abdech is on the miftah. A quick question be raised, he says that a chorus is never shvua. But there is a case of shvua and kakois, namely, Gidul Shvuya. Speaking of tradition for Ches, which I have another contest we'll deal with later on, that Chayv Shvuya on a one Taina, and that Taina is Taina Mitaltu, which is Chayv Shvuya, you can then all over the Shavua and be mechayev karkoyes as well. So why do we say that the Zdoich Tim says Shavua karkoyes? The reason she says Shavua karkoyes, karka is not mechayev a Shavua, but give me the object of a Shavua. That's the same as Shtei Kesef. It's the problem of the mechayev, not the problem of the Tzachemtzu, which is subject to Shavua. Of course, conceivably, it's true you have to gilgul, but still different shtei kesef. Shtei kesef, you don't need to buy a gilgul either. Kesef as such is an entity which is subject to shavua. Karka is such an entity which is not mechayev shavua, even though you could be nishpat for gilgul. But there may be another answer, which has to do with the fundamental character of gilgul, an issue which we'll consider on a future occasion more fully. What kind of issue could be raised with God to Gil Shavua? Which might be of relevance here.
What's the
Bechayit?
The original
Shavua
or the...
Yeah, how do you view it? You say that in effect, the original Shavua is the catalyst which generates other Shavuas. But you say no. You don't generate new Shavuos. You expand the original Shavua. The original Shavua is inflated, as it were, to cover other items. It's not a new Shavua. Clear to the extent that we think of new Shavua simply an expansion of the original Shavua, so still we're not being Nishma and Karkoyes. They included the laundry list of what he tells us to be Nishma about. But it's not Shavua which is the Shavua Karka. Again, it's distinguished from Shtei Kesef. But that's the basic question with regard to Gilgul, which I should put on the table at this point, but we'll get beyond that. Let's move to the Gemara proper. When it's Chomov Shishnei Mechaibin is Shavua Mamein Edechim Mechaibin Shavua. First station's comment. But I've done it. It's fishing with Karkoyes. Fishing with Karkoyes. Shnayim and Mechayim and Karker. And the Dechad there's no Shavua. How is this to be understood? Why that? We deal here with the comparison of Shnayim, Mom, and Edech, and Shavua. To what fundamentals does the comparison relate? What are we comparing? No, what are we comparing? Whom are we comparing? You know what you're saying?
We were comparing the Nitzvah in the case of the way
that we're saying. Edechad. Two are Mechayiv Momed and Dechad Mechayiv Shavuos. What are we comparing?
Yeah.
In other words, we're trying to deal with the respective power of Dechad and Tzved. Here the Gemara says that the power of Dechad with regard to Shavuos is equivalent to the power of two with regard to Mammon. That's insofar as what concerns us is the power. If for any reason, an extraneous reason, the Edecha would ever compare with Shavua, but not because of his weakness, but because of some extraneous reason, some other reason, which has nothing to do with his ability or inability. That is not what the Gemara is talking about. That is not a very interesting. In Kakoyos, Redach is not Mechayv Shvur. It's because of the frailty of the Eidechot. But it's a lock of the word.
It's
not Shvur and Kark. Kark is not subject to Shvur. It's not because of the weakness of the Eidechot. The Eidechot is a master of the world of Shvur. True. But that world, he has to play by the rules. And the rules are the instrument of the Kakois. That's what the Ushalmi said. The Ushalmi asked this question. Taisa just dismissed the Lav Davki. The Ushalmi sees the question. The Ushalmi says, Shani, Enjbein, Alakakois. Same question. He's asked the Ushalmi, but he got the Knas. By Knas, he's got a Rabbi Shani Jain Jboin al Knas. Tezki doesn't say Knas. That's what Kako is. Tezki would say, let it be Shom, we love Dafki. The Iki Shiv Shiv Kako is the Knosis. That's a good reason why Tezki doesn't say it. The reason you wouldn't know from this Tezki, you had looked at another Tezki. One of the camera from Ultimate Days, it's a Mr. Complicated Sugi which we'll get into. My story is as follows. Tadabon, Balashir Noki, who got the Shir Tam to kill the person. Balashir Noki Mechatsi Koifa. Tam does Bechatsi Koifa. Boy kills me, pays care of a shawl, but Tom doesn't make a skill. But Rabbi Akiva, it's not a thing to pay Chatzik Efer. Tom, you only gave him a gufa for the body of the shawl. Boy, you gave him an aliyah for whatever the person, the mazik owns. I'm Rabbi Akiva, who had some him, shawl, man, a gufa, all the chiyuvim of Tom. Not the kaifa, he kills a, he breaks the bottle, whatever he does. Killed the Gufoy, Avil Vesu Sham, killed the person, it's needs to. She can't collect. But Brother Kachini Beinecha, Shadini Bezesh Kaimisa, you think I'm such an amorous, because I'm telling you this halacha in a case where the Sher is Kaimisa, you can't collect from the Sher because it's not going to be Gufoy, it's not needs to. No. Ain't Dini, what I'm talking about, the pot, the Ksakot, the Dogma Katsukoifer, Shem is a Sodom, and Piedecho, they'll be by him. You only have an Edecho that he killed the other. Or only the Bailim admit. So here I would have thought that maybe Chatzikoifer, maybe Shvuel Chatzikoifer, or maybe I would have thought of Pia Bailim, Sedor, Zishai. So my ass, I'll be by him. Maybe be knas. But let's give two cases in which you need his halacha. Don't be chasikayfer. One is with the nedecha. The other case is with the bailim. But it's the case of the bailim, you not be chenei because maybe be knas. The knas is potter. Maybe it's kasover kufre kapore. Kufre is kapore, not knas. Maybe the bailim is made in kayfer. There was a thought you should be chayiv. And therefore, you have to explain that he's potter, because it's Chatzik Efer, not Chatzik Efer, I'm sure Rechmon and Chatzik Efer. The one is Kashi, Vedi Biknasu, Kaim and Paganitsky Knossi. And the one says, Rebbe Lazar has two cases, Kedechot, And thereby, the objection which the Gemara raises to Rav Elazar, it only was got to be Abayil, could it be, it's made a big nas. And then he says, Kufu Kapar. What about Pi Dechot? You're not worried about me, Knas. Listen, you know, there are most people that they Dechot. They ain't smart, the Kurk Bokovets got the Dechot too. They, the Kokovets, the Dechot, not going to be Shwitz Knas. They ain't smart, Loimar. שלא יחשב מחשיאת סבי כשמועדה מרצה לשאוב ואף אגב דל ידי הועד בו עליו חיוב זה אלא פה שיש לנוקה it says יקוד ויש לגעת הידך ותו I somebody will come and say wait a minute לגעת הידך maybe it doesn't apply because what's the לחמם כדס פוטר השושין אלוהי פרד משיא סעצבי so maybe משיא סעצבי is where He anticipates preempts to aid him. But in Edecha, it's not Moshe Satsmoy, he's made a Rasul Yishova. If we were to say that, it's not considered Moshe, there's no cash in Edecha. Because Edecha, that's not the Moshe Satsmoy. Moshe Satsmoy is only if you are Mechayiv yourself as opposed to the way for the Aidim. But if you only Moshe Satsmoy by dint of the fact, that you made and you don't want to swear, then you have to pay. That's not called Moshe Satsma. But this takes the Pashut. In case of Edech, the Shavuot there would be. The problem taste has is, if the Edech, if the person is what is an Edech, that he's made, would it be permitted to be Knas? So this yes or no. But there will be Shavua that they use the Rapasha. What can Shavua Shavua Edecha? So this apparently assumes a Knas can be subject to Shavua. This is partly Shavua's problem. And most of the Shavuim here, Chach Misfara, they all quote the Ramban, they all quote this, that Yerushalmi that I mentioned before. Taste the rest of it now, there's no full discussion of this issue. But it should be clear, this is not only a local Shavuos problem, but conceivably a Knas problem. But let me start for those of Shem who say, Enjvain al Knasis, like the Yerushalmi Shani. Is that the same as Enjvain al Kakois, or is it possibly different? What you have normally with Knas? Yes? Oh. In Knas, at one level or another, the Chiyuv has not been realized. It has not been fruition. Unlike Chiyuv and Mami, where the Maaseh was Mechayiv, and Bezin has to implement the Chiyuv that the Gevur, that the verified Mevarer, but the Chiyuv itself, once they've been Mevarer, the original Maaseh is Mechayiv. Knas, at one level or another, Bezin is involved in the Bimechayim. If that's the case, of course, Kakoyis and Knas are two different ball games. In Kakoyis, the Kevin Nishu is the Kakoyis, the Dovdal Luguf Mamamet. And that's the Kakoyis, the Son of Christ, the Chachom, if you do say it, you don't say it. But in Knas, you can't be Mashviya, because you're Mashviya for Chiyuv, the Chiyuv is still in Kohet. It is not mature. And that's why it can't be Mashviya. Tosfos Bava Kama, I read to you before, he doesn't accept that. I take one or two positions. He explained the Yerushalmi a moment ago. So based on two premises. One premise being the Knas, Chiyuv has to wait maturation till Bezin is Mechayiv. And secondly, that if a chiv is indeed in kohed, somewhere baderech is in the process of striving for fruition but has attained it, he can't be shvur. Tesis, who thinks that they can't be shvur, please shvur shedecha. Maybe someone argued that the shvur is not, which we'll deal with separately. Tesis thinks that. Then he could reject one of the premises. So either Tesis thinks that what? The knas, also in a sense, the chiyuv is already there. Then you have to analyze what bezin does, what it doesn't do. No one questions that there is some rule for bezin and knas, which doesn't exist in mamon. But just how that works out is a subject. So right, so either Tesis comes down to that side, or Tesis thinks that the erichinami chiyuv is not yet come to fruition, but purpose is sure that doesn't interest us. Just as according to some Rishonim, Tfisa can help. But don't commit Tefis, the Tevea. Question of the nature of Knas. Some should have assumed this is quintessentially Machlekes, Amiroim, and Yerushalm. Hashem Iksubis, probably towards the end of the third part, prepared to the beginning of the fourth part, whatever shall we do. Backstage the same thing. Shabbos is Machlis to Machlom Rav, I think Rabbi Yenya, Rabbi Yosef, remember correctly. One of them says, Kanas na Freyu gave it, one says, it's the Chiv in Kadar Abba. And it's worked out in the Sugis there. The Ashbad, particularly, Ksubis says, that's the Machlekes, with regard to the nature of Knas, the Chiyuv of Knas. Tesis may be following that sheet over there, and the Rishalmi here, perhaps according to the other sheet, the other day, the Rishalmi, the Iksubis. And what I mentioned now with regard to Knas, as opposed to Kakoris, it's a different kind of halacha. I don't think it makes a great deal of sense. We may perhaps give thought, though, to whether we've got the knas, tasting the chavdin edechad or the shuris. But then we'll have to wait till we get to the capacity of the other shuris. Now, the look which demands over here, how is this to be understood? And why should this have some impact with regard to Kreshe Shvei Pruta? Is there some difference between Shvur Edechad and Shvur Medev Miktusay? Because the Mechayev, Shom will deal with separately. In one case, what do you have is a Mechayev, Eidus. The other case, there is no Eidus. The Pasuk says, Lev Eruvish Chovu Chachatos. The Chalekes amongst the Shenim, although it's a very radical sheet here. If you read the Mara from the days earlier, Gad Yeshua say this. The Mishnah says, if an Alpha and Beis, the Nedecho does not pass Shua say this. My son, if an Alpha and Beis, the Alpha, three quarters of the way down the Amid, Nissen, the Lake Aitane. Then, she be a dechot part. Or else, she be a mechai. Or she think that she was a dechot, that if she was a dechot, has dechot as well. If I were to come to someone and say, you're in a dechot, be made for me. Say to two Adim, say, come be made for me, then I'll win the case. If you don't come, so I'll incur this damage. The case is only in a dechot. So anyways, even if he came to say, he also wouldn't win. So why should it be a chiyuv of a dechot? I'm sure I say this. So the Gemara says, Leim evoka b'chidi, the Malas of a dechot kiyosu l'shivud yikosu, Malas of a dechot the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara says no. The Kula Medechot Yossi, the Shmu Kossi. Baka Baka Bifi, the Mazda Gemara Mamka Mamadam, so we're Mamadam. It's another problem here. And it's something most should learn. It's double Gabriel Mormon, not in the Baba Kama sense, but maybe if you had come to the Dechot to say the Eidus, the other side would panic. We wouldn't be Nishva. And he would ante up. So I've lost money on that account. So I'm sort of the Vagirma moment. The Eidus would not be Mechai moment. But it would be a triggered moment. And if your refusal to supply the trigger is then Mechai Shushedus or not. Maybe it doesn't mean learning it for a time to do it. However, when he was said before, Edechel of Amenikos, if you look at Rashi in the middle of the Amid, Edechel Kiyosi Lishvuasi, he made of Shchai Mone, Eine Mechai Bebomen al Shvua, the Fiku Chayla Gadato Chashuva, Masa of Amenikos, Vidorish Krohochi, not the way you go by Astarshis, the Kabul Yeshua. No. The Cholovah, the Cholchatos, the Adil Makas, the Anshu, they come, or come on a moment. The Adach is Mechai Mamet, according to the Sagami. And what is the Chilik? So it's very simple. First, the Adach is not with Cholovah, the Cholchatos. Makas, Anshu, what is the word against the other person? You cannot test with the guy to Ish. You want to incriminate the person to aid it. You want to establish with the Yuchsin, according to the Rambam, a Dor Shebel, but to aid it. You want to establish with the Sheneshisha Pnuya to aid it, dealing with the person. Case of Mormon, well, it's someone's going to take a hit in the pocketbook. But he's not the Nidin. You talk about his shirt, you talk about his bird, you talk about something which relates to him and which incurs liability for him. It's not about him. And the Pasuk says, Cholom v'chol chatos. Omen chatos involves the Gavre. He's not the one who is being judged. For that, Edech is no good. But the moment, or is another body? It's not Chomer Kolatos. That's what Rashi says, explaining the words of Shimon in the Gemara Zafarina. Now, the Maskone, the Gemara rejects that. And the Gemara rejects that. And the Gemara decides. That moment is also Oven Lechatos. Perhaps. Moment is Oven Lechatos. Shvu is not Oven Lechatos. Or should I have to understand a little bit differently? At some level, a blossom of Shimon is Rashi learns him is right. I says Rashi learns him, but other Shem up in arms. Against Koloshas, every baby knows that the Nedech is not Mechaim Shua. It's not Mechaim Mamet. The Migash, the Rashbo, right there at Shua's. And yeah, what do I say? What I mean when I say that at some level, a because of Shimon is right. Once the Gemara retraces its steps and recants, what does that mean? Does it mean is Moshe Hashem learn? Or let's think with Rashi for the moment. For the Gemara thought he's Mechayiv Mamon, so it's not Mechayiv Mamon. So we discard totally the conceptual structure of Lazo of Shimon. We say no. Basically, Lazo of Shimon is right. Mamon is not Echor, Oven Echatos. However, what's the Gemara's conclusion? Hakomel Yishvua means the terrorist applied with a parachute. There's an exit. The idea is not a chayiv yumamim, because it's not a benachatos, chayiv yumamim. But if there are two ideas, no parachutes. And the idea is a parachute. The parachute is shavua. But at a fundamental level, and the idea is shaykh to a chayiv yumamim. What do we say now? It's not that Erech is Mechayiv Mamon, but there's a way to get out of it if they take a Shavua. Erech is not Mechayiv Mamon at all. He's Mechayiv Shavua. Then what happens if you don't swear? That's a problem. That's another ballgame. The Tosfos Baba Basra Given Aleph, the suit which he'll get to eventually. We'll do it this right now. Today's raised the question as to whether someone is a Migur, a Medalev and Aleph, someone is a Migur, get out of the Shur Sey Decha. He is made, he's not made, he is no mege. We skip about a dozen lines or so. Chayyuk Shpir Shrivom. The father have a mege. Before this, it's not a mege, which I say, oh, it's all for. The have a mege, or Rocky Patrick Avishuva, the name of Avishuva, Mege, Bayom, or Echatfi. Rabbi Sober, Rabbi says in such case he has to pay, even though he has a migi. After this, the migi chayav, the chayvan diike echadim chayvo shvua min haTorah, hu adin sheyishava lakchish et ha'eid, or yishava vein moyil lo migo lifto. Migi is not going to get rid of the shvua. And not because migi lifto b'shvua l'amrinam, she ma'am chosim v'sushayim. But that's the law. The law is the derech is mechayiv shvua. Either you pay, you take a shvua, you pay. This is what they say. Basically, you just keep a moment. Like you can extract yourself. The moment you take a shvua. Mika doesn't supply Shavua, Mika doesn't. And in Mele, and if you don't, you have to pay. This question comes in various contexts, we'll see just a moment. How we got Shavua Sey Dechod? But Shavua Sey Dechod, well, the person Shavua Sey Dechod is basically Edus, which is Mechayiv, would be Mechayiv Mamon. I used Rashi here simply as a lever. Of course, I know the most should disagree with Rashi. But Rashi, you see, having us come on the Gemara, it's easier to work with this There's questions to how fundamentally we got Shmuel Eid Echad. If it's 1 point more than Bamish Chaim Momen, then it backs away from that. How far back does it backtrack? Kotel Shenim, so it never occurred to the Gemara that Eid Echad Bamish Chaim is Shmuel. According to them, we have to, it maybe will be, the question of the Gemara is, how do you take understand the status of Eid Echad? Maybe the Gemara Chatkila thought that Eid Echad is Chaim Momen, but Shmuel is a parachute. And then the Kavishua say this. Maskar Gemara says, no, it's not a parachute, it's not Shachnet Chivot. How you regard what happens with the Shua Seidechud? It's possibly dependent on another element. Rambam. Perkei Chassidus is of in chutchin di min adini apiyed echad lo di mavde nefashot shema lekum ed echad b'ish chavu chatat v'shua lo vandu קובו נשווה כמו שבאל מחוצאים. שני מקומות, אמין את תראית האחד, סייטק לערוף. וחגים הוא, בכל מקום שאית אחד מוויל, נעים בזגת הסייטה, אית האחד עושה איזה שיוס מזנה, שנת שייסה. אני יודע, תג לערוף, ואית האחד עושה איזה יסוד רצייח, זה הרבה דייג לו. So there, Sulaid is all Kokosh. Shem Kumot, a military habit, so that's the member of the Barnu. Hemi de Rem, the above is the Shed to be by. The Holocom Shed the Hadmoil, Kri Saitan Aglavufe, and Edusi Shot the Mess Pilo, Moil Ishaupas, the Kosh Shed the Hadmoil, Ishaupasuk Mohen Maidin, Kutsway the Hatshua. שאין מחייב נשווה לבעידות קשה ראוי להצטרף עם אחר, להתחייב זה הנשבע ממונותי. Other places are terrible, the light of the dechod, it doesn't have to be aidus, it can be nemonis. Not the formal status of some of the kosher ראוי, the short bezin and zaydus as it registers, nemonis. Shvua, it's not so. The Gemara, this is not explicit. My master of many places, Shua Seid Echad, what's the date possible? Let's look for the moment. A moment. Mordechai. The Toshinayin base on the pages of the Mordechai, page 12. Shal Rabbi Nusim Ket Rabbi Nibaruch in the Chol HaToveya Lashbiya Nitva B'Tana Sh'omer Lo Eif Kamo Da Taine Ugad Li B'Veru B'Pi Ne'emanin Klo K'shiri La'id Li Sh'ba Gzerati Li Yadcha Bo'od Sh'itim Radef Acheya. אתה לא אומר לאדם, could be sure based on what he heard from Suleidus. One question he deals with, which will have to relate to another context, that the problem is that you need a tiny. You heard somebody else, that's not a good tiny. But then he goes on and he says, I'm skipping about 6 or 7 lines. I feel him in Amshir. He blows from me, I feel him in Amshirim. He shall act Hishan. Midaba Eidechot. Here he didn't have an Eidechot. He had you're a woman for just an Eidechot. In such case, it would be Mashmiya here also. Rafil in Tinsalem, Sheshuva, Christian made Kasher. Even if you get a bug in your head, man, you think, the what? It's not sure that I said, but you said, Eidechot, was the exonerated Kasher. Even that's what you think. I don't think so. I think that Eidechot swear is Mashim Chai Vishvur, even if it's an apostle. If you should happen to think that he has to be an Eid Kasher, at least with Rabbanim should be Vishvur. Well, there goes to this case. In the Motchi is Chelik of the Rambam. This Machlokes very well depend on this which was raised previously. If we say that what? Basically, the Eidechot is a Chayiv moment. But you have a parachute. So what kind of aid does he have to be?
Kosher.
Yes, we need kosher. Basically, the Chayiv moment. Yes, we need kosher. And the Rambam is right. If, however, we say, it's not a Chayiv moment, it's a Chayiv Shavuot. Shavuot is not all worked away. This was a made of a mixus. Forget the whole, we read a little bit of psychology made of a mixus, but the more explained they run, Abraham Membeis, the mixus is all based on psychology. There's smoke, there's fire. This, as Gishenu explained, like Raim Ladova, there's some basis. It's not Stabat Tainu, which is thrown out, the way Rashi Mabakam, the Kuzan, I told you about slurs. It's like Raim Ladova. So come on, say, like Raim Ladova has to be through the interaction, the psychological interaction that Rabbi talks about. That's one way. There may be other ways of also development. And the Dachod also gives like Raim Ladova. It's not Stabat Basis rumor. That maybe an apostle is also good. If all you need is maybe yes, maybe no. But it's no difficulty to assume that it should be good. Now, of course, one could advance the third possibility, which we're not equipped at this point to handle, namely, the Torah is not there. One halach in Shavuot say this, and for that you need an eid kosher. It's an eid posel. He can also be chayav Shavuot, but his Shavuot and the chiyuv Shavuot will be of less power, of less force, and be nefir Shavuot. That may very well be, but for that we have to learn the sugya later on. What happens if you refuse to swear? What happens to you? In other words, there could be enough community that should have that for an eight kosher and eight posel. And don't get me wrong, the prevalent view is that of the Rambam. Most people you talk to don't even know about this Mordechai. It's that of the Rambam. However, in terms of serving as a kind of contrast with the Rambam, and dealing with the issue of how you treat the Shavuot Sedechot, the Rambam and the Mordechai is very useful, although one could conceivably argue that even the union eight kosher, even if so, like Rav Dov, as I said before. But surely in the other case, if you assume that it's not like Rav Dov, but more than that, then certainly you require an eight kosher. I can't make the Ar Sugya. Let's first establish this halacha and interpret it in a particular way. Again, ignoring the Rashi Chlamet Veis, never came to more common a moment. But it's a question how we interpret the Kabbalah Shavua. And then comes the Britannia. Of course, if the Eidechus basically would be Mechayiv of Shavuah, and if we assume that Mechayiv of Shavuah is always to be Mechayiv of Shtei Kesef, it's not Shavuah without Shtei Kesef, the Eidechus would also come under that. But the Eidechus would also start with Shavuah. Start with the Chiyuv Mamon, and talk about the parish in the Sarakol. Chiyuv Mamon, Shvei Purit is also Chiyuv Mamon. So there, the Shtei Kesef is not necessary. That's with regard to Eidechus, as opposed to Meiri B'Mikzas. And we count on the Rishonim, which we don't have in the Gemara, the third leg of Shavuos, namely, and what? What's the third Shavuot? Shavuos HaShomer. What's the Shavuos HaShomer? Do you require Shtei Kesef there or not? Big Bechleks of Master Shalim here, the Rif Rabbi Ephraim, the Migash, Ochach Mitzvah into the picture. You might think there are two possible ways of approaching it. One is, strange as it may sound, the basic rule is sure, so the other requires Shtei Kesef. That's the basic rule. But there are exceptions, which have to be regarded as exceptions. They don't fit into this category of one reason or another. Eidecha is an exception for one reason, which I tried to explain a little while ago. Shomer was seen in a minute as an exception for another reason. That's one way of looking at it. So we don't treat Shtei Kesef as a local Meir B'Mikzas halacha. That's the way it appears in the Mishnah. Shavuos HaDayanin, in which, what are we talking about? The whole Mishnah is Meir B'Mikzas. But we treat it as a general halacha. You don't swear less Shtei Kesef. But then, that's when we always say no. It's a local Meir B'Mikzas halacha. It wasn't said by Eidechus, it wasn't said by Shomrim. It's not that we have to find some reason why you don't say it there. No reason why you should say it there. It's the parasha kiddush against Mekane and Yishmael, and then I get embroiled in a Meir B'Mikzas situation, then you require Shtei Kesef. If we want to adopt the latter approach, you don't need to look for Esbeirim. Most we have to look how we deal with the Pesukim. What is the Pasha talking about? The Pasha talking about B'Mikzas, about Shomrim, Kini Shireil. And then we deal with the Gemara Baba Kama and elsewhere, the Gemara Kama of Kuzayin, instead of the Beis and Beis. Do we say that that Pasha of Kini Shireil, as well as the Rosh Vashneim, deals with Mila, deals with Pekod, what is the deal with? B'Mikzas, Shomrim, that's the problem with the Pesukim. However, it's conceivable that we deal with this at another level in terms of the nature of Shavuos HaShomrim as opposed to both Eidechus and Meir B'Mikzas. Look at the Rimi Gash. It's the middle paragraph. Like Rukvel Mishvud, the partial Shtekesev is only what is the Taina Kfira. Like Rukvel Mishvud, Avi Mishmutana Kfira, and Madev Mixat. Shvat Shomrin, Lamach Mat Kfira Vitana, Kech Lon Mikhail Vilakfira Shtekesev, and the Chiv Machmatana Shemu, the Kotel Shemeshenesu Nignava. Kvad Lichim Mishtab, Kfira Mishtab, like a Lemay Madin, the Mikhail Mishvud, לא שתי כסף, וכסף תהיה ביקרה לקריאה תלוי גמרה בשבילה בכפירה היא. תקראו לשייכי ביקרוי. חברנו לשייכי ביקרוי, ביקרה בשבילה בין פרו שתי כסף. זה גוזן תהי דרך. מה שדרי מגש סייר? הוא וורק של פסוקים, אבל בעין הפסוקים זה רשנל. ויסר עוד יודעת הפסוקים, the suit of the Tiny and Kfira. Because the Shom is the basement Tiny. What does the Bible, what is the, who is with the Shom? And what did the Bible say? What did the Bible know? The Bible gave a Pekodin, and they went to California on vacation. What do they know what happened to the Pekodin? He made a mixas and passed through the Neidechot. There's a time. There's a Tevea. And that creates a Gleim Ladova. The Shem was a Gleim Ladova. Is there any reason to assume that it was Nignav Pshir, not Pshir? What do we know? The Shem knows, the Meshem knows, who else knows? Here he says, "It's only shtei kesef." The parasha deals with tainu kfira, as we saw in the Mishnah of Rabbi Tesef and Beis. Yeah, but in fact, what the Rebbegash is saying, it is much more chayvi without a tainu, or the tainu shema. If that's the case, there's no reason to be mechayvin, other than what one place called Lovitad Shabbat Bais. Playing in the Balabos, Balabos gave a Pekodin, comes back from California, says, "Where's my Pekodin?" He said, "I lost the Nignav and the Shemachinah." So it's not bad enough that the Bainim don't get the Pekodin back, they don't even have an explanation. Balabos give an explanation, give verification. Put some pressure on the Shemer. It's all a tactic. See to it that at least that he'll get. This is the different kind of a chiyuv. Menevich is the reason we chayiv him because of the whole interplay there. Here, fundamentally, he should be part of. But love is not there. In a certain context, that's a cooler for the nitva. It may very well be that the halacha, that if a person is not nishva, doesn't apply to shomrim, but applies only to the other nishvayim. But the shvui doesn't have such force. In this context, it works to the detriment of the Shema. Basically, what you're saying is, look, he oughtn't to be Mechayim Shavu altogether. The Lov is Daita. So why is Lov is Daita only with Shnei Kesef? Why is Lov is Daita with Kesef? The quote-unquote rationale for Mechayim Shavu is the Shomrim is independent of the amount. Memele Shavu is the Shomrim Mechayim Shavu without Shnei Kesef. Let's bring you back to what I said before. The thing of the Rimikash for Shomrim, and we spoke before about Edechod, with that Shuas Edechod, we can paradoxically, even though the three Shuas mean the Raisi, say, no, the general principle is you always need Shtei Kesef. But as it happens, there's some reason why it doesn't apply to Edechod, another reason why it doesn't apply to Shuas Shomrim, So Lamaise, the exception is Shnei Kesef. It's the Bein Mitzvah. But the exception is the Bein Mitzvah, but the operation of Bein Mitzvah is not because it is the exception, because you deal with a very local halacha. You deal with a general halacha, which in practice can only be implemented with regard to Bein Mitzvah. Where might this have some practical applications? Of course, one of the Shem assumed that Shvus Hashomrim, you do have quite a Shnei Kesef. So then, we are just the exception of Etecha, and that's it. But if we work with the Vimigash, is there any weight to be given to defining Shnei Kesef as a general principle rather than local Mimigash Talok? So here, of course, we can deal with Avon and the Gishuris, and right into the picture. Look at the Rambam. He will stay beneath me. Edel v'edecha, v'lo kofer lo pruta, v'ezer nishba, v'kol mishu shnayim b'chem minu tumam, mo lechem b'chem v'shvua, adab v'ino aveni. Ketzad, pruta o shvei pruta, yesh li b'yadchei lo b'yad iklum, yesh li answers, v'edech b'yad shiyesh lo z'in nishba. V'chem mishu at ha-shomrim, afilu hifkid etz lo pruta, o shvei pruta, tol shavda nishba. V'chol p'chol bi pruta, eno mamon, v'yad b'yad yisikin lo. First, it's interesting, a few phrases, eno mamon, also, and of course, Rishna Shomrim, he accepts the Rimigash, his Rebbe. But let's go. V'chein, kol shvei v'notlin. V'draise, always, that's the Mishnah from Dalad Mebeis. V'draise, the Nitva is always Nishpa. The Rabban of the case was the Tevei is Nishpa. And he collects. Urabotai, Shinshbein Minotli, not Sikhim Tai, not Shtek Yasef. Vani Omer, Shetzricha Nitva Shikpov Shtei Moin, Vachaki Yishabat Vek Tad Chachmim Yito. Shinshbein Minotli, not Safek, Tzajib Elam Kriya Shtei Moin, Vachai Yishabat Vek Safek. So the Migash thinks that Shinshbein Minotli, that's what Rabbi Yisrael Migash. Shinshbein Minotli, don't cry Shtek Yasef. And Rabbi disagrees. This can be approached from two perspectives. Either deal with an issue with Hilchos Shnei Kesef, how you regard that as to the Shavua, or how you regard Shtei Kesef. If you want to deal with this as the Shtei Kesef halacha, then of course we come back to our previous discussion. If Shtei Kesef is not going to be a halacha, why extend it to Shnei Kesef? It's a local halacha. If you want to extend it, apparently, either you assume that Shnei Kesef is a general halacha, barring the exceptions of Bein Mitzvah Shomrim, or you assume that for some reason Chum applied the standard of Bein Mitzvah, they applied it here, even though it did not follow from the nation halacha of Shnei Kesef. Dravid disagrees. Why Yaseh Sachir Hanish Yisgad Sivamar Bepundion Yerav Pachy Nefesh? One of the people who is Nishma Rinaitu is a Sachir. The person works for you, and he claims that he wasn't paid, so you paid him. So Dravid, you are the Nitva, he's the demand for you, see elsewhere. So if the poor person sees wages are less than Shtei Kesef, he's going to end up losing his wages, and the Gvir will collect with justice. He objects to it. The rest of the Sukkah will leave. And this is the halacha of Shnei Kesef, and Shmei Neutlin may depend on one of the factors of what that would do. Look for a moment at the Mishnayos, Dalet Beis and Mehemet Aleph. We'll go into details, but I'll give the jump. Maybe Shmei Notlin is a list of five, which are detailed in the Mishnah. Skip an Amud Gemara, in the middle of Mehemet Aleph, Shem Shemua Pagem Kibatot 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 ואין חביל את שיפורה לדברה בגלל שבועה. חשוב לך יסר לו בשבועה. All this there, people are nishma benaitu, but when it's collected ksuba, or for that matter, it's tam, I'm not going to collect ksuba, but it's collected shtar, where the loiva admits, or the malva admits, the part of the shtar has already been paid. So normally, a person not ever against the shtar, it's not a parua. But if Balashtar admits that the Pagim story that has partly already been undermined, you can only collect with the Shavua. But in Dechud, he says the Shtar is Pagua, Yeshua. First taste of the stuff of Dalam and Beis. You understand why the two lists? One list, Dalam and Beis, another list, Mehem and Dalam. Why? That doesn't give very clear reason. And for reasons which we'll get to soon, we'll see. The Ramban, followed by Chachmei Sfarad, gives a very clear explanation. The Ramban says, and just mentioned the general principle, there are two categories which we have made. Midraisa isn't such animal. What would it be Midraisa? Amongst the two categories, some midraisa wouldn't collect at all. Some midraisa would collect without a shvuah. Some shvuah minoitim were for the takone letovat hatoveya, to enable him to collect with the shvuah. Some letovat hanitva, to extract the shvuah from the toveya, midraisa would have to collect without a shvuah. If you come to the rescue of the Nitva, to make him Nishma. I mentioned the Ramban, and before the Ramban, the Rabbah, Parmoy, and the Raivir, the other Mestichta, deal with this. If we deal with Shnei Kesef, require it or not, it's conceivable that here there will also be a line, demarcation, between the two kinds of Shavuos. In one case, you need the Shavuot to be able to collect. In the other case, you're able to collect without a Shavuot, basically, but the Shavuot is in a position. And it may very well be that if you shouldn't be able to collect without a Shavuot, so the Rabbanon tacked on the Shavuot for you, say it up. Bush, I said, but they have to enable you to collect. So it's immaterial. If they're creating a weapon for collecting, other than without collecting at all, possibly with that weapon has to be strong shvur. Strong shvur is more just a kesser. But let's take a kesser be no shvur at all. Right, that might be, but in any event, the distinction of two kinds of shvur, evidently, bear in mind. There's many other applications, even with overnight living. This is one of the kinds of Shavuot of the Rabbanon, Shlashesis, which we'll get to in one of Memo Beis Malf and Aleph. And there the question of Shtekesh arises as well. And we dealt with today is the root chiyuvim of shvuos veidechad and shomrim, and these issues we have to deal with in future context as well. It's one of the issues which is relatively speaking tangential. It doesn't relate to the fundamental chiyuv of shvuos. And another says maybe it does. And that's what about Titus Bori? What about it? Do you need a taina for a dechot? What can you shmir without a taina? The shem will be daik with taina, and you find a discussion of the shem after all. Therefore, it's your last time, the Rambam and the Rif. Based on the Rif, and the last parak, and for you with Rambam and other places as well. There's one other issue which comes up in this context, and this is if you acquire a tennis body, must the person know on his own? Or can you come and say, I don't know, I heard from the aid. Well, that constitutes a tennis body, or the akhir. This is a subject of a number of sugyas, and I'll refer just to the Rambam in two places. The Kalvik is Tevinitin Aloch Zayin. We got the Shuas Hesses. And Pagdal Aloch Hei with the Shuas Mimik. In both cases, the person says the name of somebody. One case, the Rambam says Chayv, another case, the Yipot. How is that to be understood? I would suggest the general principle. It has a number of applications, but getting involved in the applications, I'll mention them briefly in the shir. It'll get us sidetrack us too much, and we're seeing too slowly as it is. But I'll discuss this general question. There are two questions in regards to whether you need a tiny or not. If you need a tiny, what's about the tiny body of the akher? Does that suffice enough? That's the first thing. Secondly, we have here Tarek HaMedlev Yisrael in the Mishneh, Amir in the Chachamim. And this refers you to what this Gemara is not discussed, and this is if Tarek HaMedlev Yisrael is Pater, does he Pater from Shvur? Is that what it means? Does the Pater also been paid? That's the Gemara Baba Kamer. I have another six quotes over here. Look at this, the Rosh here, parallel to this. But much more fully, the Rosh and Baba Kamer, and Minia, there's the end of Minia, for that Gemara, there's a Rosh there. It's another Mahalach, two days in the Rosh over there. It's another Mahalach of the Ramban, that Teodor, which the Ksesh talks about. The third alternative would say, after my myself, tell fine, I'll let you know what it appears as an example of reference. So we have these stations to deal with. And then we move to the Gemara of Tarek Yisrael Rebbe Echabin, which I referred previously. That Gemara takes us up to the colon, the bottom of Memamid Beis. This deals, this is not a difficult Gemara. We need to deal with, for this halakha I just mentioned right now. I remind you what I told you before about the Haibir and the Ramban with regard to Halva and Bikodin. And then we have one other halakha which I'm not sure we'll get to next week. But three quarters of the way down the Omid, remember Mid Beis before the colon, but 10 lines before the colon, Im Kimarim Bimiskabi. I'm not sure exactly what. If you have time, if you can, learn the call, but we may not get the issue.